At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have a massive breaking news story that is simply not being covered by the mainstream media. We got new leaked internal documents showing that Palantir, which is one of the largest surveillance companies in the United States, is helping ICE deport people through massive breaches of privacy. And let's be crystal clear before I even dig in. This is surveillance capitalism. This is surveillance within America being weaponized against immigrants. And what have we seen over the past few weeks? If immigrants are put into a special class with no due process, anybody can be put in that special class with no due process. So it doesn't matter if you're a citizen that committed zero crimes whatsoever. If you're denied due process or a habeas petition in the same way that some of these immigrants have been, you're cooked. You're screwed. There's nothing you can do. But let's jump into this. Internal Palantir Slack chats and message boards obtained by 404 Media show the contracting giant. They do a lot of contracting. They do a lot of big data stuff and surveillance. That's what Palantir specializes in. The contracting giant is helping find the location of people flagged for deportation. And Palantir is now, quote, a more mature partner to ICE. And Palantir is trying to address the ethics about this, but let's dig in. And Palantir tried to address the ethics on this, but they made it worse. And in doing so, kind of made the Trump admin just look completely disheveled. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you drop some blue hearts, and let's jump in with this. Again, according to some internal Slack messages that we'll be going through, Palantir is prototyping new workflows with ICE that feed real-time data of people walking on the streets or driving to law enforcement agencies. This is like out of a dystopian movie, and they're testing it. They're test running it on immigrants, hoping that people won't really cause a fuss, people won't really say anything. And then what did I just say? Once you create that new class of people with no due process, anybody can be put in that class. So Palantir, the surveillance giant, is taking on an increased role with immigration and customs enforcement, including finding the physical location of people who are marked for deportation in real time. And this was only leaked by Palantir Slack messages. Slack is essentially a messaging workflow service where you and other coworkers can make sure you're on top of your tasks and that you're messaging properly. And these got leaked. The leak shows that Palantir's work with ICE includes producing leads for law enforcement to find people to deport and keeping track of the logistics of Trump's mass deportation effort, and provides concrete insight into the Trump admin's wish to leverage data to enforce its immigration agenda. Interesting. So if Palantir has access to all this data, which they do, and they are using it to help the Trump admin, how do they not stop that quote-unquote administrative error, as the admin calls it, of deporting Abrego Garcia? How do they not catch any of these mistakes? Oh, wait, they're complicit. Palantir is entirely complicit. Quote, hey, all. This is coming from a Slack message. Hey, all. Wanted to provide a quick update on our work with ICE, said Akash Jain, the chief technology officer, the CTO. These messages got leaked. Quote, over the past few weeks, we prototyped a new set of data integrations and workflows with ICE. This is terrifying. And it's not just theoretical. These are real lives being turned into data points. Real people who are being tracked, their habits, their locations, their legal status are all being tracked and analyzed, but I guess not well, because they're still deporting people entirely illegally. And it's not a coincidence that this is all accelerating under Trump's return. His admin isn't just bringing back the cruelty of the first term, it's bringing a new level of tech-driven precision, and it does remind me of some Patriot Act stuff in the Bush era. Genuinely, this is an extension of the Patriot Act in a way, because think about it, a private surveillance company with deep ties to government contracts, by the way, founded by Peter Thiel, who's a big Trump donor, is now developing advanced tools to assist in the identification, the habit tracking, the targeting, and extraction of human beings. I'm not going to say undocumented immigrants. I'm going to say human beings. No human beings should be tracked in this manner. And I think the scariest part is they're doing this so quietly that we didn't even learn about it until we got leaked memos. Quote, the new admin's focus on leveraging data to drive enforcement operations has accelerated those efforts. So again, the Trump admin is accelerating this scary technology. A page of an internal Palantir wiki obtained by 404 Media says Palantir participated in a three-week sprint where developers rapidly work on new projects with Homeland Security Investigations Innovations Lab, which is the agency's centralized hub. The prototype was a success, and ICE updated an ongoing Palantir contract for the company to continue to work on it. But it's like, how much of a success could it be if the deportations are still this sloppy? 404 Media first broke news of Palantir's updated ICE contract on Wednesday. U.S. government contracting records said Palantir was paid tens of millions of dollars to deploy the new targeting and enforcement prioritization. You know, it's funny, the Trump admin keeps flaunting these very small saves. Like, hey, we sent some immigrants to El Salvador and saved $400,000, yet they're spending tens of millions of dollars. What? Those additions, worth tens of millions, were added to Palantir's $95.9 million contract with ICE for work on the ICM system. So, like, what are the odds that Elon Musk would ever even get anywhere near Palantir in regards to DOGE? DOGE would never cut any contracts that help the military, that help ICE, that help Trump consolidate power and do authoritarian stuff. He would never target the infrastructure for authoritarianism that's being assembled in real time, because that only benefits him. But he is more than happy to target any program that helps cancer research funding or helps people across the country or helps people across the globe stop viruses from coming to our doorstep. So the leaked material contains more specifics on the work. Palantir's role also includes a, quote, self-deportation tracking project, which is designed to help ICE develop a more accurate understanding of people who voluntarily leave the United States. Anyone in the comments seen Black Mirror? If you've seen Black Mirror, let me know, because this reminds me of like the worst episode of Black Mirror. Why can't technology be used for cool things? What if Palantir decided we're going to use this system that we have to track data to help people who are being targeted by the government? Or what about a middle ground? If there's a criminal here who is committing some sort of crime, you don't spy on them, but you can use the data to help ICE deport them. They're a criminal. That is fine. But then also use your data to stop ICE, to act as a guardrail on ICE whenever they overstep, which they have many, many times. ICE is literally throwing people into the back of trucks and circling around for 10 hours while they figure out if this person is illegal or not, not giving them any due process whatsoever. So why can't Palantir prevent stuff like that? Again, the leaked material contains more specifics on their work, and the effort will last around 6 months and is being concentrated on delivering prototype capabilities, the wiki says. The wiki leaves open the potential for longer-term engagements with ICE, saying that it is currently determined, or to be determined, sorry, but the entire point is human beings are being tracked, habit tracked, targeted, and if a human being is being targeted, you can be targeted, I can be targeted and tracked, which is scary. And honestly, the government has been tracking people like this for a while, I'm assuming, in many different ways. We know they have, since the Patriot Act. I'm sure even after that whole debacle, the government still tracks us. But the broad point that I want to make is, this is new. Tracking people and then targeting them based on your secret tracking as if they don't have any sort of right to privacy is insane. And that's what the Trump admin is acting like, that immigrants, or that many people, even U.S. citizens now, don't have fundamental rights. So I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. It'll help boost this video. Make sure you subscribe. It'll boost this story. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.